God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Verse 23, they besought him to touch him, and he took the blind man by the hand. Don't you know the blind man is feeling better already? And what's the first thing he did? Led him out of the town. Now, we studied this last week, didn't we? Now, anytime you see something that keeps coming up, it must be a major point, right? This is what he did with that deaf man last week that we studied about. Led him out of town. And we'll see it more than this time too. Now, look at the word town. Led him out of town. And then skip down to verse 26. He sent him to his house and he told him, don't go into the town. And don't tell it to any in the town. What was the problem? The town. Huh? First thing he did is grab him by the hand and take him out of the town before he tried to minister to him to be healed. Why? Now we have, you know, last week we talked about that in depth, that it was because of their unbelief. Even in Jesus' own hometown. Just back a few chapters in the 6th chapter of Mark. You remember that he stood up and told them, the Spirit of the Lord's on me because he's anointed me. And they said, who is this? This is Joseph and Mary's boy. We know him. Who's he standing up saying he's anointed? And they were offended at him. They didn't believe in him. They didn't receive what he said. They didn't receive the message. And the Bible said in Mark 6, 5 and 6, said he could there do no mighty work. Save he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. And it implies that it was weak and sickly, not too much wrong with them, just a few. And it says he marveled because of their unbelief. And went round about teaching in their villages and their synagogues. Did unbelief hinder Jesus' ministry?
Yes.
If it hindered his ministry then, it would hinder it today. If it would hinder him ministering with the Spirit without measure, it'd sure hinder me or any other preacher. Huh? And notice, here we're not just talking about individual unbelief, we're talking about corporate unbelief. And he got them out of the town. How many believe Jesus could have just healed him anyway? Now this is an important question. Somebody said, well, I just believe Jesus can do anything, anytime he wants to. Well, why did he take him out of town? Why did he take the other man out of town? Why did it say he couldn't do any mighty works in his own hometown? It didn't say he decided not to. It said he couldn't.
That's right.
Go back and read it. Mark 6, 5 and 6. Why? Does it mean what it says?
Yes.
Then could he have just done it anyway?
No.
You need to get this question answered. If you think, well, yeah. Yeah, sure. He's Jesus. He could do anything he wants to. He said differently. He said, I do nothing of myself. Didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
He said, I only do what I see and hear my Father do. What I hear him say. He's not ministering as God. He's ministering as a man. Anointed with the Holy Ghost. And faith was a determining factor in whether people received or not. And if people didn't receive him and didn't believe what he said, then they didn't receive the benefits of that anointing. And that's the way it is today. I said, that's the way it is today. We know it's that way concerning the message of being born again, don't we? If people don't receive the message of salvation through Jesus, and if they don't act on that, will they be born again anyway?
No,
they got to receive the message and they got to believe. Got to act on that and receive. Well, the same thing is true about healing, about prosperity, about being filled with the Spirit. You have to receive the message, Have to believe it, have to act on it. Now, is it true that in order for some people to be helped, you've got to get them out of the environment they're in?
That's true. Amen.
Jesus did it repeatedly, didn't he?
Yes.
Now, if anybody could have got the man healed, no matter where he was at, it would have been Jesus. But Jesus didn't just say, "Ah, I'm Jesus. I can do it. Just stand still. No need us walking out over there. Just here. Let me do it for you." Mm-mm. He ministered as a man in the earth, showing us how it works. That's what this whole series is called, receiving and ministering healing. First thing he did in order to help the man is he grabbed him by the hand and started out of town. Must have meant that he had to get him out of that environment to help him.
Amen.
Now this is the word for the night, friends. Are you with me? Is it true? He had to get the man out of that environment to get him helped. You know, we had the privilege of working in healing school at Dr. Kenneth Hagin's ministry for a number of years. And I saw it again and again. People would be in there on Monday to stay with us for a solid week. And it's two sessions a day, 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the afternoon. And it's just healing, 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 healing in the morning, healing at noontime, healing when the sun goes down. And, you know, they looked like they're about dead when they got there. Maybe some of them, the doctor said they should have been dead a week ago. And by Thursday or by Friday, man, they just looked like a flower that had been in the sunshine. Just 50% better, 60% better, 80% better. Just a totally different person. And they go home for the weekend and come back on Monday and that looked like the same person. You think, what happened to you? And it took me a while to realize they're going out of a faith-charged environment into a doubt-charged environment. They're going out of an environment full of life, going into one that's full of death. And it can even be loved ones that love you with all their heart, but just are ignorant of the things of God and don't understand faith. Even good Christian people. Love God, thoroughly saved, but don't know about healing and don't understand faith. And just look at you and ask you 100 times a day, how do you feel? You look like you feel bad. You're so pale. You're weak, aren't you? Well, friend, when you're trying to believe God to be healed, you don't need that. Faith comes by. Well, what if you're hearing 100 times a day? You look pale. You feel bad, don't you? You look like you can't put one foot in front of the other, huh? Are you hurting again? Your side's hurting again, ain't it? If you're hearing that, faith comes by hearing.
Right, amen.
Huh? And if you start holding that side and go, yeah, it is. It's acting up. I could tell. This is how you stay sick. This is how you die. Did you hear me? And if you know what we're talking about, you can get to the place where you realize, I got to get out of here.
Amen.
I got to get out of here. In fact, you know, a real sobering thing, Brother Kenneth Hagin said he was in a meeting one time. And the pastor and his wife, he stayed with them in their house all the time he was there. And said this man was having a few physical problems, but it was nothing real major, you know. The man got up and forgot something at the service. He started to make an announcement and got it twisted around, got it messed up. And when he got home, his wife lit in on him and said, you know, I don't know what's wrong with you. You're getting old or something. I mean, you can't remember nothing. You're losing your mind.
Uh-oh.
And Brother Hagin said the whole week he was there, she just talked to him like that almost night and day. Well, you sure botched that up. What's wrong with you? You can't remember anything. You're just getting where something's wrong with you. And he said the man had stepped over to the parsonage to do something and they had just served him lunch and he got up and was helping her dry the dishes and standing there at the kitchen and the Holy Ghost spoke to him. Said, you tell her this. He said, I don't want to tell her that. He said, you tell her what I told you. He said, sister, he said, the Lord told me to tell you, if you don't quit talking to your husband like this, you're going to talk him right into the grave. You're going to talk him into an early grave. It made her mad. And people don't realize the power of words. See, if he gets to believing, something's wrong with me. What is wrong with me? Brother Hagin said he had messed up just as bad on some of the announcements and stuff. I mean, just because you got tongue-tied or got something mixed up, you're not supposed to go, well, I guess I'm just getting old and can't remember anything. That's how you lose your memory. You understand, there are people 100 plus got a memory just as sharp as a tack. And other folk that's 45 can't remember anything. It must not be just age. I said it must not be just age. And people don't realize how serious it is, especially around somebody that you're around night and day, that they listen to you. And sometimes even when people act like they're not paying attention to you, still, if you hear it night and day, it can get in. Something's wrong with you. Boy, your memory's going. Something bad's wrong with you. You don't look right. How you feel? Your side's hurting again, ain't it? You know, ain't no telling what that is. You know, Uncle Benny, his side started hurting. 3 days later, he was dead. Now, this is the way the enemy works, you understand? And if you get to sitting around going, my Lord, that is what happened to him. Ooh, it does hurt too. And you get to focusing on that, you're developing faith in the problem. You develop faith in sickness, faith in dying prematurely. Instead of, you're supposed to resist. Let's say you have an awful symptom. You have a terrible pain. You have a terrible problem. That's the moment when you're supposed to stand up and go, uh-uh, no, I'm not dying with this. No, sir, I will not die. I will live and declare the work of God. If you forget something, be a perfect opportunity. Thoughts come to your mind. Ah, you're slipping. Yep, you're getting old. You ought to just take that opportunity to say, I have the mind of Christ. He makes me of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. I used to tell my students every morning, I'd have them stand up and we'd say, I'm quick, I'm sharp, I'm good looking, very rich, and a major blessing. Amen. Help your kids to say that. Yeah. Let me say it again for you. Yeah. I'm quick. I'm sharp. I'm bright. I'm good looking. I'm very rich and a major blessing. That's me. That's you. Is that right? Amen.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Blind Man of Bethsaida, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R829. That's R829. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.